From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Firefighters are making progress on the so-called Station Fire, the largest wildfire ever to strike the Los Angeles area. The U.S. Forest Service says the fire was human-caused. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Hedy Lynn Hurdies reports.
The Forest Service says the Station Fire, which has burned more than 140,000 acres, was not caused by lightning or any other natural event. That doesn't mean the fire was intentionally set. The Forest Service says only 10% of wildfires are caused by lightning. The Station Fire burning in the Angeles National Forest is 22% contained, but forecasters say the wind, which had been calm overnight, could pick up and move flames closer to homes. The good news is officials say the fire is no longer posing an immediate threat to Mount Wilson, home of an historic observatory and a host of radio and TV towers. At the height of the fire, some 12,000 homes were threatened, but evacuations are continuing to be lifted. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdies in Los Angeles.
Hurricane Ximena is getting weaker. The storm has top sustained winds of about 90 miles per hour and is pouring rain over the Baja California Peninsula. Mexican authorities do not report any injuries or major damage. Top envoys for Afghanistan gather today in Paris to discuss that country's recent presidential election following claims of massive election fraud. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The Afghan presidential election, which took place August 20th, has been marred by fraud and violence. But officials played that down in Paris Wednesday, stressing that the Afghan people were taking charge of their future. Officials said that there were mechanisms in place to deal with possible fraud, and U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrook said that the process was moving forward.
During that process, there are going to be many claims of irregularities. That happens in every democracy. We recently had a senatorial election in Minnesota, which took 7 months to determine the outcome. But that happens in democracies, even when they are not in the middle of a war.
The Afghan votes are still being counted, and a runoff between incumbent President Karzai and his main rival is likely. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A suicide bomber has killed Afghanistan's deputy chief of intelligence. Abdullah Laghmani died when the attacker set off his device just outside a mosque in a town east of Kabul. The world's largest drug maker is going to pay billions of dollars in fines to settle several charges. The Justice Department says Pfizer illegally marketed drugs to doctors and urged them to use some drugs for reasons they had not been approved for. The fines are about $2.3 billion. The company will be monitored by the government. That's because investigators say this is the fourth time Pfizer has been sanctioned for improper behavior. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 6 points at 9,304. The Nasdaq is up 2 points. It's currently at 1971. You're listening to NPR. The Dalai Lama is on his third day of a visit to Taiwan, where a typhoon last month killed some 700 people. Diwali Saikautau reports China continues to criticize the visit by Tibet's spiritual leader.
Taipei, responding to pressure from China, has canceled public speeches and media events scheduled for later this week by the Dalai Lama. Tibet's spiritual leader had planned to have a second mass prayer for victims of Typhoon Morakot, this time at a stadium outside of Taipei, but Taiwan authorities called that off. Today, the 74-year-old Nobel laureate met with Taiwan's Catholic cardinal in the city of Kaohsiung. The two religious leaders dialogued for 2 hours at a local arena. Earlier this week, China said it resolutely opposed the Dalai Lama's visit, calling him a separatist. Yesterday, Beijing postponed or canceled several delegation visits to Taiwan, which Beijing considers a breakaway province from mainland China. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau.
Reports from Libya say the recently freed bomber of the Pan Am jet over Lockerbie, Scotland, has been hospitalized in Tripoli. Abdel Basset al-Megrahi was freed by Scottish authorities last month on compassionate grounds. He has terminal cancer. This release triggered a firestorm of condemnation. Al-Megrahi killed 270 people when the jet exploded nearly 20 years ago. The Indonesian government says at least 32 people died today in a powerful earthquake. The magnitude 7 tremor struck off the southern coast of Java in mid-afternoon. A tsunami alert was issued briefly but then lifted. Hundreds of homes have been damaged or destroyed. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.